Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
A texter there saying Shane Ross should not be revealing what went on behind the scenes in government. Is he not breaking all the unwritten rules? Well, he possibly is, but I suspect he doesn't care. Now, during our first lockdown, Charlie Bird made an audio diary for us at the time, and this is when restrictions were a very new reality for us. So in a new diary he recorded this week, you certainly won't be left wondering how he feels about the move to level 5.
In just 12 hours' time, we're going back into another lockdown. I'm walking between Wicklow and Greystones, but a place called Colchester, where I have walked all during the summer. The awful thing is, I feel despair. In the past 48 hours, all I'm hearing on radio and television and newspapers is lockdown, 5 kilometres, you can't do this, you can't do this, there's going to be fines. People who are listening to this, it must be just wearing them down. And the other thing is, over the past couple of weeks, I've been fascinated by any time somebody raises even a question about NPHET, they could get into trouble. We're fighting a world war at the moment with the pandemic. But in Ireland, civil war politics ended a couple of months ago because of the pandemic. The two main political parties came together with the Greens. But the reality is today, Ireland is back in civil war politics. We're a divided country because over half the population, they're so scared that anything that the government says, they say, yes, let's do it, let's do more. And then there are a considerable number of people who are questioning this. And if you question it, people are saying, are you being disloyal? What about those who are in hospital? What about the frontline workers? Yes, we should all remember the frontline workers and those who have lost loved ones. But the reality is, we've gone through all this before and now we're going back to it again. And in 6 weeks' time, is it going to change? I don't believe one word that they're going to lift the restrictions for Christmas. And the final thing I would say now is that I'm still talking to my neighbours, even now in the past couple of days. There's clearly despair among them. But the one positive thing I will say on this occasion is that thankfully, we're not using the word cocoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday's 6-1.
The contact tracing system became so swamped at the weekend.
So here we are with just 6 hours to go before the lockdown. And yes, once again, all the headlines, as one would expect, are dominated by COVID. It sounds like deja vu. Here we are, nearly 7 or 8 months into the pandemic, and we still can't sort out the issue of contact tracing. And also today, other issues dominating the headlines about golf courses being told to close down, gyms told to close down. Everybody's fighting with everybody, trying to get their little spoke in before the closure of basically the whole place at midnight tonight. Also on Drive Time, just an hour ago, what I was fascinated by, there was an item about what's going on in South Korea. With a population of 56 million people, the death toll from COVID-19 is just over 450. And apparently they have a Rolls Royce of a contact tracing system. And here we are tonight, politicians are arguing and discussing and debating in the Dáil today over another feck up over contact tracing. And the one thing that worries me is that a few months ago, we had a mess up over the nursing homes and almost 1,000 people in this country died. So where are we tonight? Just 6 hours from another lockdown? But let's hope we're going to get at least one thing right, and that is in the nursing homes. So it's the first few hours of the lockdown. I'm out taking my beloved dog Tiger for his early morning walk. So this morning I didn't listen to Morning Ireland. I just didn't have the courage to listen to it. I opened my iPad and there, screaming across, was Sky News telling me that Ireland is now facing the strictest lockdown in Europe. And at 8 o'clock, I then turned on the radio, and of course, all the headlines were dominated by the contact tracing controversy. And of course, then we had all the stories about the new Garda checkpoints,
being done by the crime correspondents. And sometimes I scratch my head and think, are we all criminals now? Now, I don't really think that's the message that people are trying to convey. Sometimes the state doesn't get everything right, but I hope that on this occasion with the 6-week lockdown, that they, for God's sake, are going to at least get it right, and that when it's over, we're not all going to face another lockdown. So at least I'm in the fortunate position that I can get out, I can go for a walk. As I was walking out of my estate, I met three or four of my neighbours who were already coming in. I have developed a whole new relationship and a friendship with my neighbours. So, you know, in these dark days of coming into winter, there is sort of one little bright side that you get to know, and you get a spirit of camaraderie with your neighbours, and that you're not alone, and that hopefully all of us across the country are not alone.
And no help apparently being available from the HSE.
Well, here I am now just listening to Drive Time on RTE about what's happening in the nursing homes. And when I was doing my diary this morning, that was the one thing that I was talking about, that I just hope to God that what happened at the beginning of the pandemic back in March and April just would not happen again in the nursing homes. This is just so awful. It is so sad. And here we are back this evening talking about nursing homes.
Deputy Nocton, Deputy Claire Curran had made representation.
So just one final thought before I go. I live here in Ashford, which is a long association with the poet Seamus Heaney. And I remember the message which he sent to his wife and to his children just before he died. Nolly Timmeré. Don't be afraid. And in a way, I think that should be our motto for the next 6 weeks. Don't be afraid.
That's Charlie Bird there. And look, some of you will agree with him and some of you will disagree. But that's Charlie's view on where we're at right now. Two texts, right, literally came in one after another there onto 51551. One says, oh, shut up, Charlie Bird. And the other one says, well said, Charlie Bird. They literally came in together. Kathy says, Charlie Bird, what a ray of sunshine. I feel so much better now. God, where are we at that makes anyone feel better? But I know it will have made some people feel better.